Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
It's Jamie Foxx. At BetMGM, everyone gets a welcome offer. Get up to $1,500 in bonus bets when you sign up if your first bet doesn't go your way. You know I love a good welcome. Hey there, friends. I'm here to treat you right with BetMGM. A warm welcome to our new customers. I see you out there. I know you got what it takes, so take out that phone, tap that BetMGM app, and bet, baby. You know what it is. There's a bonus bet waiting for you. Oh, that's the good stuff. Get on in here. Get your welcome offer and play with the sports book born in Vegas, where they know how to treat you right. Download BetMGM and bet.
See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369, New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Arizona. 1-800-327-5050, Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF, Iowa. 1-800-981-0023, Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Hello once again, friends. Back for Act number 2 of the live stream of the Eric St. Joe podcast. Thank you for being here. The workplace staff meeting for Q100 Michigan, completely uneventful. But something that has to be done. You definitely want to have the staff meeting so that everybody can air their grievances. It started to get awkward at one point. I was like, uh-oh, terrible. Then I got out of it. I just turned the volume down. I brought it back up and everybody was done arguing. I didn't argue with anyone. That's not really my thing. Trying to stay employed. See how long I can stay employed for. The shortest tenure at Morning Show right now is me. Like, if I were to quit, I'd be the shortest tenured Morning Show ever. Or get fired. So I'm trying to beat the next guy. I think the next guy went 14 months. That's a tough thing to maintain. Molly says, this chat is full of fraud. EZ, the leader. Now, I don't know if that's just an observation in general or just today. I disagree. The chat of the Eric Zane Show podcast is outstanding. Molly is curious about if the meetings are the same thing every week. Yes. Yes, yes. The same every week. Nick has subscribed for another month. Dave has subscribed for another month. That means we are close to a level one hype train. I've never had a hype train yet. You get hype trains when people do stuff like subscribe to your online stream or give you some of those little bits, the Twitch currency or whatever the hell it is. Man Bun Chris says, what does the hype train do? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. You have to subscribe, either gift or cheer with some of those bits so I can get the level up. Yeah, I don't know. If you throw in 100 bits, you get an emote, according to Molly. And the same with one subscription. Well, I'll have to take your word for it. There are people who do Twitch streams that do a hell of a lot better job at all that stuff and making that seem like that should be a priority. I've never really been about it. To me, the stream is just a place where I can do my thing. The only thing I hang my hat on and encourage anybody to do, and that is just enjoy the show. Wolverine Bronco indicates that, quote, a hype train is a supersized celebration when community members unite to support a streamer they love. It challenges the community to reach epic levels of hype. Yeah, that doesn't tell me anything. We've already determined what it is. It's when one of those three things happens. It's another way to get them to convince you to part ways with your money is what that is. Yoda World says it best as well. That's marketing speak for spend more money. Yeah, I don't want any more of your money. You've already given me enough of your money. I don't want to ask for any more of it. I mean, I'll take it if you give it. Man Bun Chris says, you should be like the other streamers and offer to twerk or talk with your tummy if we reach a hype train. Or sing WAP or something. So basically, if I put up the hype train and people contribute, then if I come up with something to do, like, I don't know, take a shit on the mic. Yeah, I don't know if I'm up for that. I feel like if I talk every day on this show for any amount of time, there's potential that I'll do something to humiliate myself. I don't want to intentionally go out of my way to humiliate myself further. Yoda World says that is kind of like the organ grinder monkey prospect. Maureen says, I think you used to get hype trains when Lonely Nick was giving away subscriptions like candy. Okay, yes. Man Bun Chris says, I don't understand Twitch at all. Just here for Big Fraud Zane and the chatters. Why? Well, yeah, I don't think we need to understand anything more than what we've already talked about. I think we've hit the nail on the head. It's a platform that likes to make money. So they'll provide these incentives that don't mean anything in order to get you to give money. Now, I get some of that money, but they get some of that money. And fuck those guys. If I'm gonna encourage you to give money for anything, it probably would be Patreon, or if you want to make sure that you don't get exposed to any of their commercials. One way or the other, these bastards are getting their money. All right. Something I forgot to mention about the hockey game on, I think it was Friday. Friday? Saturday. Saturday, there was a moment in the game when one of our guys got pissed off and dropped the mitts, and they started a fight. It was a pretty good one. It was Josiah Didier from the Griffs. This is a pretty good scrap. Let's get into it as it happened on Saturday.
Cross-check Diddy. Look out.
Okay, there. Let me back up to how it started. Okay, these two were tangled up, and then 42 is going to knock the stick out of Didier's hand.
That's an automatic.
Yeah, the other guy, as I indicated, he ate a lot of punches, but he stood in there. And then he started to punch back. That is not easy. I don't know how these guys do this. My God. Well, anyway, 42, he gets in the box, and right next to me is a couple. And on the seat closest to the plexiglass and the box is this dude who's probably 400 pounds. And next to him is his wife or girlfriend, and she is also quite fluffy. And the guy sits down, and these two start giving this guy the business. And this guy takes a look at them, and he goes, "Oh, my fucking God, look at you." The dude's bleeding from his head, and he's looking at these two fat fucks and going, "Oh, my God, look at you." It was fantastic. And then the guy kind of like, you can tell he was like, "Oh, shit, I'm a fat fuck." Yeah, if you look like that, you don't want to be dogging the guy who just got in a fist fight. That can break poorly for you. Wolverine Bronco says hockey is crazy. What other sport allows players to fight it out like that? It's absolutely epic. And you know what is the problem? Is they're doing, like, in my opinion, a disservice to the fans by making it more of a penalty. Like, if you fight twice in a game, you're out. And I think you're suspended for a game or something like that. And in this league, if you fight 10 times, you're suspended. Various comments saying, "We can't see the video easy." Sorry about that. That happens from time to time. Rebecca says, "Bah, ha, ha, does the spectator not know that hockey players are pros at chirping? They find your weakness and attack." They sure do. All right, just wanted to share that. I'm glad I was actually able to. That was messed up. I've got a number of short clips. This is from one of the basketball games over the weekend. UConn lost to Florida. They almost won, but they didn't. And the coach of the team is Dan Hurley. He's walking off of the court, and Hurley is not at all happy with how this went, and he's voicing his displeasure about the officiating to the one of the teams that's coming up next. See, after this game plays, they play another game. Not UConn, but another school, and Baylor is the next team up. And Dan Hurley is the white, short-haired guy, and with white hair, that is. And he makes a comment. He says to the Baylor team, "I hope they don't fuck you like they fucked us.
I hope they don't do that to you, Baylor.
I hope they don't do that to you, Baylor." Oh, that's sweet. All right. Pissed off about something. Who knows what? Let's see. I got a couple other clips that I wanted to share from my pal, Chris D, Man Bun Chris. Let's see here. This clip is not from the college basketball, but it is a high school basketball game. This is tough to watch. The girls' basketball team just lost in the 2025 New York State, high school basketball semifinals. 23 here is upset about something. I don't know if she did something, had a poor performance or what. And so they're like, the girls are just looking on at the other girls that won the game are celebrating. And this is the coach for these girls here from Northville. And watch what this coach does to 23.
Seniors for an outstanding career. Congratulations.
Pulls her hair, grabs her by the pony, and gives it a yank. This other chick kind of like separates her teammate and coach here and says, "No, you don't pull her hair. And this guy, now he's yelling at the girl who's defending the girl that got her hair pulled. She's saying, you know what, you can't do that. You can't put your hands on her. So I want to ask the audience. I need to know, how does the audience feel about that coach pulling that girl's hair? Do you think it is acceptable for that coach to pull the girl's hair on the sidelines? After I'm thinking that this audience, this is weird. Cole says that the chick liked it. You know, you realize that that's a child there. You can't say that that child liked it. I don't think she liked it. She looked like she was quite upset. Jeremy says Bobby Knight reincarnated. Molly says, oh, hair pulling sounds hot. And then says, sure, why not? And then she says, JK. So I don't think she means, she might like hair being pulled, but probably not when the old coach pulls the child's hair. Wolverine Bronco says it is not acceptable at all. Maureen says this is absolutely not acceptable behavior by a coach. Man Bun Chris says should be fired, but I can't wait to hear how Easy spins it, LOL. Cole says, my bad, she will like it in the future. Bob says this is not acceptable and that the coach should be asshole of the day. Let's see. The coach was fired. His name is Jim Zullo. According to Zullo, senior Haley Monroe, the chick's hair that he pulled, had directed an expletive toward him, which led to the incident. Like he said something bad to this guy, and so he pulled her hair. We assure the public that this matter is being, being taken extremely seriously, and the district is actively addressing it. The district will be following up with the affected players and their families to provide support and outline the actions we are taking in response to this incident. This person here wrote, we have gone so soft. Poor little girl. How will she ever get over it? I can tell you some stories of my football coaches and how they coached / taught our teams, but you'd probably report them for meanness. The original poster, which is Colin Rugg, he said, yeah, this is good for young men, but not young women. Sounds like you want an older man roughing up your daughter. That's very weird. No one needs to hear about how hard high school football was for you. I played football from ages 7 to 20, and yes, coaches were way worse than this, but preparing young men for life is much different than young women. Unless you are one of those libs who thinks all genders should be treated the same. I can't look at this and say that this is the right thing to do. And that's horrible. You can't just go up to a chick and pull her hair like that. Now, if he went up to her and said, look, do you want to fight? And then she could, like, put up her dukes. They could settle it that way. But that's kind of like a sucker punch to just go up and pull her hair, you know? I'm surprised he got fired, though, because I think that since Trump took the White House, I think it's okay to, like, injure your players if you're their children. That I thought that since Trump was inaugurated, you can basically do whatever you want. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he whipped out his ding-dong and smacked her across the face with it, the way Trump has it going right now. Maureen says, I don't think it's okay no matter what gender is wearing the ponytail. Yeah, I don't think you should be attacking players. Molly says, wait, this is a child? Fuck no. Yeah, this is a high school freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior. I don't know that. I don't know what year of school. Piano Finger Banger says, quote, "Yeah, man, he could have grabbed her by the pussy. It's cool." I don't think so. I don't think that that's acceptable. I think it's only acceptable to say that. That we've learned that. You can actually say that. Maureen indicated that it was a that the article said it was a senior, or the post said it was a senior. All right. Yeah, so don't do that. You can't be touching the kids. All right. Yeah, you can't really. You just can't do that. We had talked last week on the show about how people have been harassing Tesla owners. There have been incidents where Teslas have been burned on the dealer lots, and the dealerships have been vandalized. They are furious with Elon Musk. I'm wondering, see, I don't know how many hands, how many different, you know, what makes up Musk's business entities. I know SpaceX and I know Tesla. That is all. I don't know if people are burning rockets on the launch pad for Tesla, for SpaceX, I should say, not Tesla. But that seems to be the current trend. I'm wondering if our pal Freebeer has put his Tesla in a garage because of this, or sold it. Because people are pissed off and they're doing these ridiculous things to Tesla owners. In fact, some of the audience members on this show, I remember Stevie particularly, said that she actually supports people who are destroying Teslas and burning them and committing terrorist acts. She like it makes her happy when she sees, let's say, a car, a Cybertruck, and mom uses it. Rich mom uses it as a grocery getter. And in the car, the children are burning to death. And the groceries are burning. And the children, the whole vehicle is up in flames. And the mom is in there cooking. And the children now are burnt to death. Stevie indicated that she is okay with that. Yoda World says they did the same thing to people wearing a certain hat. So it's no big leap that now it's a car. I'm not sure what that means by the hat. Am I missing something there? Should I know that? Is this going to be a moment when you reveal to me what that is? The hat that I'm going to go, oh, of course. Oh, MAGA hats, of course. I had a feeling that that was something fairly simple that I was just not gathering. Yeah, in my opinion, you don't want to screw with a person that wears a MAGA hat. Because they're wearing it just because that they are supporting Trump. That isn't necessarily true for people who are driving Teslas. They don't necessarily support Trump or Elon Musk or anything like that. Don't forget that these cars have been being sold for a long time now. So I don't understand why anybody would do this, make such a big deal about it, but that appears to be happening. Rebecca says, fuck that Nazi Elon Musk. Jeremy says, well, yeah, fuck Elon, but what does burning a vehicle do to impact him? They've already purchased the car. Elon has the money already. It's the same as Kid Rock shooting Bud Light cans. So what Jeremy is suggesting there, that Rebecca is the Kid Rock in reverse. She's like shooting Teslas. Okay, and so is Megan. Not Megan, pardon me. Megan wouldn't do that. Stevie is also anti-Tesla.
My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own 2 feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.
Like your must-watch list, our network is all over the place. Because T-Mobile helps keep you connected, from big cities to your hometown, on America's largest 5G network. Switch now, keep your phone, and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $800 per line via prepaid card. Visit your local T-Mobile location, or learn more at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch. Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit. Service port in 90 plus days. Device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Nashville Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This sweet lady was on the road and some psychopath went after her. And there's a news story that goes with it because it was all caught on camera.
Angry because she was driving a Tesla.
I was thankfully by myself.
Lee was on the way to a doctor's appointment in Linwood Wednesday morning when she says all of a sudden a driver behind her just laid on the horn as they came up to a red light. Things spiraled out of control when a white SUV followed her and cut her off, stopping in the middle of the road.
Gets out.
I'm wondering what's up with this news anchor. She sounds horrible.
And walks straight up to my door.
Okay, so look at this guy. He's got a mask over. He's got like a ski mask on.
Window. So I crack my window and I said, what is the problem? And he goes, you need to sell your car. This is a Nazi car. You're driving it. You need to sell your car.
Lee says she's been driving a Tesla for the last 2 years. She says a man wearing a camouflage jacket and a ski mask attacked her for it.
It's really sad, like, that this is what's happening.
Not physically.
To people who, honestly, it doesn't affect how I believe or what I believe. Just the car I drive. Being in Seattle, it was climate's important, our footprint's important. This seemed like the right move for our very busy family.
This, however, isn't the first incident or act of vandalism reported. We've seen attack after attack after attack. Tesla's set ablaze at the Las Vegas Service Center earlier this week, with the culprit leaving behind the word resist. Okay. In Oregon, shots were fired at a dealership, and in Massachusetts, charging stations were torched. These incidents have only intensified since CEO Elon Musk has taken a prominent role in the Trump administration while slashing government jobs and spending.
Felt so intentional. Felt exactly what he was there to do.
There was even a website now taken down.
As much as I voted Democrat in the last election, when I see this, I get embarrassed about that.
Sharing the personal information of Tesla owners to pressure them to sell their vehicles.
It was to align with what we thought, that it's easy to just...
When they're chanting, sell your car, I'm more likely to drive my car through that crowd of people than I am to sell the car.
You know,
part of me wants to, now I want to buy one just so to stick my finger in the eye of these psychopaths.
Turn over a $60,000 car and find something new that works. That's not a decision that everybody can make overnight. And I think that puts a lot of us in a hard position.
Now, since being confronted, Lee says that she started taking the highways in order to feel more visible and avoid those back road stop signs. At the same time, though, she also tells me that she's made several reports regarding this incident. We're waiting to hear back if this individual is going to be facing any consequences. In Seattle, Alejandro Guzman.
Oh my God. What a bunch of assholes. Are you serious? Come on. Yoda World says in 10 years they're going to torch houses yelling about how they could have been multi-tenant apartments instead with the same logic. Man Bun Chris, I almost said Cran Bun Miss, says, I don't like Musk either, but we look silly. Bob says, did you see the video of the one dummy digging in his butthole and treating the Tesla like the NFK treats the cabinets in my house? Ugh. So he was like doing a poo-poo Picasso on the window of the damn thing. Good God. Man Bun Chris says, these houses are made out of Canadian wood. Sell your homes. Exactly. It's so stupid. Branjo says, even before the last election, my daughter said a friend of hers didn't want her dad to drop her off at school in his Cybertruck. The kid said it was embarrassing. Well, I think it's embarrassing because of how it looks. It's a weird-looking vehicle. I can't see why anybody would want to drive around one of those fucking things. They're horrible. All right. This is, let's see. This is Trump weighing in on how smart the kid Barron is. I saw this and I was like, wait a minute, what? Huh? Here's Trump being interviewed on some show on Fox.
But is Barron's aptitude, in your view, business or politics?
Maybe technology. He can look at a computer. I try turning off his car. I turn it off. I turn off his laptop. I said, oh, good. And I go back 5 minutes later. He's got his laptop. I said, how'd you do that? None of your business, Dad. No, he's got an unbelievable aptitude in technology.
Hold on, let's listen to that again.
Politics.
Maybe technology. He can look at a computer. I try turning off his car. I turn it off. I turn off his laptop. I said, oh, good. And I go back 5 minutes later. He's got his laptop. I said, how'd you do that? None of your business, Dad.
How did you do that? Did he press the power button? Because is he amazed that he makes the kid shut off the thing. Hey, shut it off or whatever. Maybe he's thinking he's looking at it too much or not communicating with anybody or what. And then just like that, he's got it back on again. I don't know how he did it. He turned it back on. How did you do that? Is he impressed with him turning the computer on? Is that what I'm being led to believe? Because I don't think that hitting the power button is anything that should make somebody a computer wizard? Chris says Trump doesn't sound old at all. That's strange. They're talking about Piano Fingerbanger says, just like when he sat in a Tesla and said, it's all computer. Sorry, I mean Tesla. Yeah, it's Tesla. It's what he says. All right. Well, that's fucked up. Steph Curry is arguably one of the greatest players in the history of the NBA. This is Steph Curry. Thank you, Chris, for sending these clips along. Steph Curry. He is down here at the bottom of the screen. I think you know where this is going. He's got the basketball. He's ready to launch that thing. He's going to throw it that far, and it's going to go in. That thing traveled so far, it curved. I'm impressed he could throw it that far. Actually, throwing the ball that far is hard, let alone making it. That is incredible. I think he's an alien. My God. All right. So impressive. Chris says, that's like when George H.W. Bush saw the scanner at the grocery store the first time. Molly says, there's a few people at work like that. My grandchildren know technology more than I do. I can't turn the damn thing on even. Yeah, I've often said to, like if somebody is struggling to do the things that I need them to do, let's say open up a map on the phone and get to a destination. I often say, is someone with you who's young? You have a child with you or a grandson? Give them the phone and just tell them what you want and they'll take care of it. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a sad update. I don't know if you remember Mr. Twisted Tea. Mr. Twisted Tea was the guy at the party store somewhere in America, I forget where, who he was in line at the party store, the convenience store, getting a Twisted Tea. And there was some dude there who was drunk as shit. And he was talking shit, and he was saying the N-word repeatedly. Chris said, didn't you have Mr. Twisted Tea on? Yes, I did have him on. He was great. He's passed away. I guess it was a car accident or something like that over the weekend. And he was thought to be pulling through, and then something happened, and I don't, that's all I know. Mr. Twisted Tea has passed away. Life's been different for him since the Twisted Tea incident, which I'll show that in a second. He and Mrs. Twisted Tea broke up, which I was surprised at. She was the one who helped me get into contact with Mr. Twisted Tea, who achieved a level of internet fame that burned very, very hot and very, very brightly when he was in line at the convenience store getting a Twisted Tea, and a guy in front of him was shit-faced saying the N-word. And then eventually this broke bad. Guy had had enough. Twisted Tea guy, and he let the dude have it.
Fuck my mother.
You're going to hear the N-word said by this white guy. He says it not with a hard R, though. And I think he's just trying to, I don't know why the fuck he was doing that.
Fuck your mother, nigga. Fuck your mother.
You're going to pop him.
I live on 400 extra.
Mr. Twisted Tea's trying to stay calm. He wants to do his buy his Twisted Tea. The person holding the camera now twice has said, he's gonna pop him.
Where the fuck you from, nigga? You from here? Get the fuck out of here, you a clown, nigga. Oh, God, you a clown, nigga. You from here? You a clown.
Okay, now you see Twisted Tea guy. He grabs that tea, and it's a long can. He's holding it like a club. He's gearing up. He's in position to drop the bomb.
Smack with that.
Guy goes, you're gonna smack me with that?
Smack me! Smack me! Come on, yeah! Drop
that. Oh. Did he hit him? That impact, goddamn!
Smack me! Smack me!
Yours, buddy.
Call me another fucking nigga. I don't give a fuck.
So Mr. Twisted Tea punches the shit out
of you. Yeah, you're in the session, man. Ain't no reason to be. Call me another nigga.
Ain't no reason to find him out.
Call me another fucking nigga.
Well, this guy was great with me. We had a great conversation. Went on for about a half an hour. I don't know what the fuck happened, but A sweet audience member tipped me off that his name is Bobby Oliver, a.k.a. Barry Allen. I don't know why he goes by two names or whatever the fuck, but that's that. Jesus, that's terrible. Internet legend Mr. Twisted T has passed away. Damn it. Well, he will live in infamy with that. Rest in peace, Mr. Twisted T. Borculo Josh says, ain't this from a year ago? It was more than that. It was way back. But I guess it was a vehicle vehicle accident that he was in, and that was kind of it. Josh also, or I should say Molly, also pointing out, easy, what about George Foreman? Since we're talking about black guys that died, I guess. That was a shock. Jeremy says, Molly spoiled story alert. No, I didn't have this one down as something to talk about. But yeah, lonesome George, or Big George Foreman, 76 years old, passed away. This guy, when they were going over his obituary, first of all, one of the things about George I found so interesting, the guy had 12 children from multiple wives, one of those deals, and he called all the boys George. All of his kids' names were George. And then the girls were Georgina, Georgette, and so on. And then he came up with, well, they put his name on the grill, and he made money like you wouldn't believe, more so than he ever made in boxing. It was a period of time when he got out of boxing, and then he started back up like when he was in his late 30s, and at 46 years old and fat as hell, he managed to knock out Michael Moore and win the heavyweight championship at the time, the oldest professional fighter to ever win a championship at 46 years old. He fought well into his 50s, known for his punching power. No word about how he died. You can probably find a great Foreman grill at your local garage sale. People would buy the Foreman grills and they'd use them once and then never use them again and then sell them in the garage sale. And it would be right next to the panini maker and or the rotisserie grill. You know, the set it and forget it. Now, we have all of these. And they're all awesome. I don't know why people get rid of this shit. That's set it and forget it. The one you put the chicken in there and then it does. Because first of all, when you go into a place that has rotisserie chicken freshly made, the smell of that is so intoxicating, it'll make a vegan want to eat chicken. Jeremy says, dude sold so many slanted panini presses. That's basically what it was, a George Foreman grill. It was a panini maker with his name on it. So we got the Showtime rotisserie oven, set it and forgive it, forget it, Ron Popeil. You got Foreman's thing. And there's got to be some other amazing infomercial products that are life-changing. We even have the one rotisserie grill that you can put two chickens in there. You can put a turkey in there. The Instant Pot. Instant Pot might be the worst of all of them. Like that one actually, I think what people do is they I don't know why they do it, but they're like, oh yeah, it's a brand new thing, so I must get it. And it's garbage. The same thing with the air fryer. People love their air fryers. They love their Instant Pots. And then they throw all their shit in there and then they turn it on. I remember the first thing we ever made on the Instant Pot. I got the Instant Pot. Pooh Bear wanted it actually for Christmas, which means I'm getting it because she's not going to cook. I am. And I got the ingredients for my recipe. I go, okay, this is going to be great. It's a pressure cooker. The only thing I knew about pressure cookers at that point in time, and the only thing anyone in America knew about pressure cookers, was that the guys who blew up the Boston Marathon used them. Once those guys used pressure cookers to blow up the Boston Marathon, then America wanted a pressure cooker. So I put all my food in there, and then I turned on the pressure cooker, and then I walked away. And then I come back, and when I took the lid off, I wouldn't have given that food to the dog. It was that bad. Nick says the air fryer is legit. Instant Pot is a gimmick. We have an air fryer. I've only used it like once or twice, though. Piano Finger Banger says, getting off topic, but that's okay. How is the Pooh Bear kettlebell set doing? Not good. The kettlebells, the exercises that she's done since she got the Christmas present, she's only used dumbbells that I purchased. The kettlebells, she hasn't had a use for. Well, you see, she's not working out at all. She worked out twice. I invited her down to join me, and she did it then, but she hasn't done it since. You know, I'm not gonna beg her. It's like either you're gonna do it or you're not. I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? But she is starting to wanting to diet like your old pal EZ, because she noticed that I'm not as flabby in my belly. She was impressed with that. But no, yeah, she's not doing anything. How about P90X still kicking on? Yeah, you're damn right. I'm doing it today. I got a P90X workout plan. Bob says the product Flex Seal. That's another one. The Pocket Fisherman, the Slap Chop, OxyClean, all legends. All right, rest in peace, George Foreman. Okay, before we do anything else, thank you so much to the key sponsors that helped make this show possible. The Grand Rapids Gold. We had a basketball game, two over the weekend, actually, Friday and Saturday. I think it was Friday and Saturday. Or was it just Saturday? Saturday, the Grand Rapids Gold. You can get tickets at NBAGrandRapids.com. The next game coming up for the Gold actually is this evening. If you want to go to NBAGrandRapids.com and get a ticket. If not, you've got a game coming up this weekend. Actually, make it on Thursday. $2 beers, $2 dogs on Thursday the 27th and Saturday the 29th. NBAGrandRapids.com, three games in the next 6 days. NBAGrandRapids.com. King's Room Barbershop invites you to call upon them. KingsRoom.net if you need to get your hair cut. Fantastic place to get your hair cut, King's Room Barbershop. Three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street. KingsRoom.net, online for exact locations, schedules, and hours of operation. Kuiper Tree Care invites you to reach out to them if you need a tree removed, a stump ground, a tree trimmed. They do tree risk assessment with their three certified arborists to make sure that your trees are healthy, and if they're not, to get them healthy. And also, if there's any storm damage cleanup needed, they can help you at Kuiper Tree Care, online at KuiperTreeCare.com. When it comes to getting a mortgage, reach out to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage at 231-332-6505. Buy now and refinance later. 231-332-6505. For the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, from anywhere in the U.S., that's important to note, anywhere in the U.S., you can take advantage of getting your mortgage from show sponsor Mario Flores at the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Also, tag accounting. So the tax deadline is fast approaching. You have till April 15th to get your taxes done. Reach out to Tag Accounting at 616-301-9516. That's 616-301-9516. Last but not least, before we get to the asshole of the day today, which I think everybody will agree as to who it is, a shout out to Adam Kasari. He is the realtor of choice on the show. Reach out to Adam at 616-914-4061. 616-914-4061. Adam will help get you started on either buying or selling your home. How about that? So you can get the mortgage from Mario. You can have Adam look into getting you the home that you want to buy. Last week, Stevie and Rebecca were the assholes of the day on Friday because they love supporting people who burn people's cars. That's embarrassing. Today's asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball, has got to be the asshole hair-pulling basketball coach. Yeah, that's a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the show. I'll be with you on Patreon a little bit later on. Cannot wait for that. Patreon.com/Eric Zane if you want to join me on there with a 7-day free trial. And off you go. Thank you again, everybody, for being here. That is another edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. And we'll do it again. Thank you so much. Till then, bye-bye.
My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own 2 feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.
Like your must-watch list, our network is all over the place. Because T-Mobile helps keep you connected, from big cities to your hometown, on America's largest 5G network. Switch now, keep your phone, and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $800 per line via prepaid card. Visit your local T-Mobile location, or learn more at T-Mobile.com/keep-and-switch. Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service port in 90-plus days. Device ineligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.